All right, good morning, everybody. We're Mike and Casey. It's 8:46, and he's at Levity Live. He was there last night. He's there today. Casey's very concerned that he's not getting enough sleep.
If I did a show at 9:45 last night, what time did you get to bed?
Maybe midnight.
Okay.
But that's just because I was staying up watching bad TV.
And then you drive up here to see us. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Beautiful drive.
We're talking about comedian Matt Pronger, who's going to be at Levity Live again tonight. Specifically, we're interested in the 9:45 because we're sending our listeners there right after we're done talking. So is this going to be the funniest show of your entire weekend?
Yeah, correct. That's the one I'm really just going to focus and go hard. Sure. That's the one. Everything else I'm phoning in.
So tell us all, everybody, about yourself. I know you're on Mad TV.
You've
done so many great shows. What's your background?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon. I'll give you the cliff notes. I grew up in Portland, Oregon. Went to school, actually, in Manhattanville College, right around here.
You're kidding.
In Purchase, yeah. Strangely enough, after that, I went to Chicago, where I fell into the comedy scene there. And I've been in L.A. for about 15 years. And since then, I've been on, I'll try to get to the list. Mad TV, Chelsea Lately, Up All Night, Marvel's Agent Carter. I've had 2-hour specials on TV, one on Comedy Central, one on Netflix. First one was Shovel Fighter. Second one was Big Dumb Animal. Let's see. Just a ton of guest roles, and I make the bulk of my living just performing on the road. People,
wow,
yeah.
How hard is it to do what you do?
You know, it's hard to be this lucky. I'll be honest. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there hustling and trying to do what I'm doing, but it just. I think you kind of have to have the boundless ignorance of an only child, which I know I do, and also just a need for attention, but also a great deal of perspective, which I got from my parents, who are both teachers, and as I jokingly say, I've been in front of way worse crowds than I ever will, and so there's some perspective there, yeah. But it just takes your life, it takes commitment, and I think if you really love something, you kind of have to give yourself to it.
Yeah. How did you end up at Manhattanville, of all places?
You know, I had a collegiate advisor that my mom hired, and little known to me, she was kind of steering me towards traditional Catholic places. I didn't really realize that. But Manhattanville had long since kind of gone really secular and had a great reputation for their academics and for their staff. And so it was strange to go to this tiny, like my high school was about 2,500 people, and Manhattanville was about 1,200 or something, the whole school.
Yeah.
Two things. One, it was a great college experience, and Westchester's gorgeous. Two, some of the best advice I ever got was a friend of mine's father, who was like, if you can go anywhere for college, go as far as possible. Like, get out of here.
From your family, yeah.
Yeah, and the people you know. Because that, I mean, it gave me all this perspective. Because I grew up West Coast my whole life, which is great. But it just, I didn't have the perspective that I have now.
Yeah.
Tell me about, if you remember when, your first stand-up performance.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I was in Chicago. I went to see a friend of mine. And the person at the door was like $5, and I went to get my wallet out, and the host was like, hey, you're Matt Bronger, right? You're a friend with Rob. And I was like, yeah. And she said, well, I hear you're funny. You want to go up? And I went, she's like, you get 2 free drinks. I'm like, I'm on the list. So I went and sat at the bar and made up a little set, and the worst thing possible happened to me, which is I killed. I did really, really well.
Oh, wow.
And that is the worst thing when you're starting out, because you're like, oh, this is easy. And then I bombed for like a year after that, because it was the perfect storm of a bunch of friends in the audience and you just feeling loose and I'm trying this thing. But when you really are doing it in front of strangers who couldn't, give about who you are or anything like that, then it's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so now you're at Levity Live tonight. We're talking with comedian Matt Bronger. Mm-hmm. There's 2 shows tonight, and the second one is 9:45?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And the good news is, between shows, you can go shopping, because it's in the Palisade Center Mall, right?
Oh, I love it. It's so funny to me that it's I haven't done a comedy club in a mall in, 6 or 7 years. There was one in, Connecticut, I think I did.
Uh-huh.
And it's so rare. That a club is this good,
right.
And it's a really good comedy
it's a
club.
Beautiful club, yeah.
Yeah, and the Levity, owns owns the improv comedy clubs, the Hollywood one, which I'm a paid regular at, a lot of other clubs around the country. But it is so odd to just walk in and be like, is it next to the Dave and Buster's or the weird crystal store? Is there still a sharper image? Does that exist?
Right.
You know, so I'm and it's that mall is like, whoa.
It's one of the biggest in the country.
It's monolithic. Like there's an Egyptian king buried underneath that thing. It's so big. And I was getting lost in it. And of course I parked miles away from where the club is.
Level 75.
Expect to kind of, you know, thankfully it's in a nice area. Otherwise, I'd get out finally to where my car is and just stripped, you know, no rims, no wheels.
Up on blocks, right?
Right.
All right. Tips, good advice for young people just starting out in the biz.
You know, it depends on what they want to do, honestly. I think one of the biggest lessons we're learning is that fame is not worth the currency we give it. And if that's the only reason you want to, be in this business, then it's not going to fuel you. But if you want to kind of express what's inside of you and you want to work hard and literally you want to just make a living and have aspirations, nothing wrong with ambition, you know, go for it. But you can do nothing better than to kind of study everything you can, do it absolutely as much as you can. Specifically, if we're talking just stand-up, there's no teacher-like experience. In fact, there isn't any other teacher than experience. There are a lot of places that that'll say, oh, take this stand-up class, and sure, maybe that'll help. But in the end, I don't think you need it. I think what you just need to do is get in front of people and fail 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 and then fail 100 more times. And then, you know, then you start to kind of build up a sense of who you are. Once you can be as funny as you are, off stage as on stage and be the same kind of person, that's when you're cooking with gas.
There you go.
Right.
And you should know, Matt, that both of us have done extensive stand-up.
Yes. Okay.
Well, we did a little bit.
Yes.
When I say extensive, that's in quotes. But we have done that, so we know the terror that can be behind performing live and trying to make people laugh that you don't know.
Yeah. Well, and it's also perspective, because I can see, you know, a stand-up comic coming in here and going, I don't know how you guys do what you do.
Yeah,
where is this
true.
Every day, you know, being yourself, not having a meltdown on the air about something that bothered you earlier that day, that kind of thing. Whereas, you know, I can kind of go up on stage and this guy cut me off and you know, though I can't let myself kind of fall into that. It's kind of like I'll talk to professional singers, dancers, actors, and they're like, I don't know how you do that, what you do. And I'm just like, you do a Broadway show every night where you have to kick as high as your head and remember all the songs and the moves and nail it. Like, I don't know how you do it. It's something you do all the time. It's not as alien a thing or as crazy a thing.
So no high kicks in the act tonight.
Oh, I'm not saying that. No, don't ever rule those out. My big Rockettes closer. The one male Rockettes.
Very apropos
bit
for New
I
York,
close with,
right.
Yeah.
You two, you should go on the road together.
Okay.
Well, my wife would love that, I just want to say. So let's do a couple of tickets to see Matt Bronger tonight at 9:45, the show at Levity Live at West Nyack at the Palisade Center.
Caller 7, if you haven't won in 30 days, you're in for a huge treat.
Oh, let's do it. Caller number 7, you ready, Matt?
Okay, sure. I didn't know I was in on this.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Let's go. WHUD's number is 1-877-274-9483. Let's do that, too.